Sheikh Al-Kulayni rahmatullah alayh, in Al-Kafi, he has a chapter that the name of that chapter is Bab anna tark al-dhanb aysar min talab at-tawbah. By far it's easier not to sin than repent from a sin. It's not that easy to repent from a sin. Any sin that we commit, there are two types of repentance required. One is a voluntary repentance, that between me and God, I say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh, and I really hate that action. I hate myself, as we say in English, I hate my guts for what had happened in the past, and never go back to that. I have no intention of going back to that vicious practice anymore. And inshallah, I won't. Sincere repentance. This will cleanse and remove that legislative punishment from me. No longer I need to be punished. Even in the hereafter, I will not be punished, God forbid, for that sin, any sin that I had committed, because sincerely I repented. But in the temporary life of this dunya, God says that, sorry, there is a what do you call repercussion to what you have done, that is, you cannot avoid it. It's unavoidable. And that is, somehow you have to go through some pain and turmoil and suffer in your life. People who we call them born again Muslims. He is a born Muslim, but not a practicing Muslim. Alhamdulillah, by the grace of God, after a while he found himself, she found herself, or was not practicing Islam, didn't know about Islam, now she's a revert. You see, sometimes normally it happens that they go, we go. We go through some hardship in our lives, and they get surprised that I don't know, what have I done? Now that I've become a better Muslim, a practicing Muslim, why there are so many problems in my life? Why am I going through all this hardship? Because of something that had happened in my past life. Yes, I have repented sincerely. Yes, al-Islam yajubu ma qabla, my past is forgotten, forgiven completely. But there is a side effect. See, it's just like Quran has revealed it to us, and that is zulm to the self. Quran says, anytime you are doing anything wrong to anyone, rest assured, before you harm her, you have harmed yourself. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكْ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ. Whoever does that, meaning that whoever commits a sin, فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ, surely, definitely, undoubtedly, has been unfair to himself. ما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير. الله أكبر. Those who have some Arabic background, they appreciate it more. The grammatical structure of the ayah makes it non-exceptional. ما أصابكم, either this ما is موصولة or negating. Either way, the meaning, the result is the same. Whatsoever of the hardship, calamity, turmoil, discomfort, dislikes, distress comes to you, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, is because of what you have earned it. وَمَا ظَلَمَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Don't ever complain to God, God, why are you doing this to me? God never is unfair to anyone. لَيْسَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِدْ. We have been unfair to ourselves. I have done it to myself. Okay? This is the story. Now, Quran also in Surah Al-Rum says that ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Corruption appeared, subhanAllah, in the land and in the sea. Once I was talking about man's influence and negative influence on the environment, and I recited this ayah. I said that, see how we have really affected the environment, polluted the environment. This ayah talks about pollution of environment, but in two senses, not just physical pollution, spiritual, moral pollution as well. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. It's because of what we have done to ourselves. Why not corruption has prevailed? ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا, so that God gives them a taste of what they had done. Still, the severe punishment is for the hereafter. Now, God, because He loves you as believers, He gives you a taste of what you have done to wake up to you. لعلهم يرجعون. Hopefully, she will wake up to herself through those hardship, marital hardship, financial hardship, any kind of illness hardship, you name it. حدث ولا حرج. God has different plans for different people. Okay? The moral of the story is that I'm going through this hardship. It's a cleansing period for me so that I wake up to myself. Remember the last part of the ayah. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Hopefully they make a U-turn. They reconcile with God. During that hardship, they make reconciliation with God. The sooner they make reconciliation with God, the shorter the period of that creative punishment will be. The sooner it will expire. So it's a merciful law. Yes, it's hard. It's tough, my friend. But when God wants to care, when God cares about one of his slaves, when God loves him, that is still he or she deserves to come back. I know that it was a mistake. It was a human error. But he's not arrogant. She's not arrogant. They did not do it arrogantly. Because it's the disbelievers, they commit sins arrogantly. God says, okay, I give him a taste of punishment in dunya for his own sake, instead of punishing him in the hereafter, so that he comes back. At the end of the day, the life of dunya is short and it will pass. But you cannot tolerate the hereafter's punishment. God says, okay.